Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, lesbians are being pressured to have sex with trans women, even though they don't want to. I've said before that if you're an incel, you can become a trans woman and get a girlfriend. And women are giving in, because they're worried about trans women having the bigger victim card and using it against them. They're also afraid to speak out. Here's what it's like when a trans woman shows up on a lesbian dating app. Up next, Lady Gaga is in shock at the poor reaction to Joker 2, and her team was scrambling to distract everyone from that flop. Why didn't they see it coming? Well, because they don't seem to understand that woke isn't popular anymore. If we wanted to be preached to instead of being entertained, then we would simply go to a church. They had no focus groups and no test screenings to get ordering people's opinions. They don't seem to care about those anymore. She hasn't aged well either. She's starting to look like Madonna even though she only has half the mileage. Number three, this woman is crying out on camera because she had to leave her partner because they didn't support her coming out as polyamorous. She's really upset because she wants to bang other dudes, and he's not okay with that, and left her. Either that or he caught her cheating, and that's when she said that she was polyamorous, to make herself look like the victim. They always cry when they're caught cheating. She's just pretend crying for clicks, it seems. Moving on, there's no reason to avoid seed oils and plenty of reasons to eat them. Yes, people, it's easy to eat poison. Heart disease goes up due to inflammation, and seed oils are notorious for causing that. Here's the difference between the real stuff and seed oils. In the 1950s, they used to say it was good to smoke too. 20,000 doctors say that Lucky Strike cigarettes are less irritating. Number 5, progressives see themselves as the diverse cast of Star Trek The Next Generation, when in fact they're the Borg. But to be fair, they look like the cast at the top, but their minds aren't like the Borg. They have diversity of appearance, but no diversity of thoughts. Also, in some ways, the left isn't anything like the Borg, because the Borg are at least efficient and logical. And with the left, resistance isn't actually futile. Up next, this woman says that men should provide for her and pay for all her dates and living expenses, and if he can't, then he's not the man for her, and that's okay for somebody else. This woman is overweight and she expects someone else to pull her obese body through life. She wants a sugar daddy and yet she looks like a sour melon. The only thing she's bringing to the table is a fork. Maybe it's gone so bad out there for simps these days, and some of them are willing to be her sugar daddy. Number 7, if a man takes a woman on a date and he has $150 and the woman has $500 and the bill comes to $147, who should pay? First of all, neither side will tell each other how much money they actually have. If it was fair, half and half, or maybe even the woman paying for more drizzle drizzle. But we don't live in that world. Besides, these days, that'll be their last date if bro doesn't pay. Women always say that the person asking the other one on a date should always pay. Of course, conveniently, 99% of the time that's the man. Moving on, Jami says that she wasn't going to evacuate when Hurricane Milton came through because her alimony never came in. And she wants everyone to know that if she dies, it's all her ex-Vix's fault, that she couldn't afford to get out of the way of the storm. That's a lot of words for her saying, I need a job. At this point, this is just e-begging, and I'm sure someone gave her money to get out of Dodge. At least she's not bitter about being a single mother. Number 9, thank you for the memories, as Denver's only lesbian bar is closing. It was either taken over by males in disguise looking to pick up lesbian women, or it was closed because women don't buy drinks and men aren't there to buy the drinks for them, so nobody was paying. I also wonder how many fights happened there. Probably a lot of cops called for domestics. Maybe they also lost their liquor license. Up next, Velma was canceled after 2 seasons. But how did this monstrosity even get a second season to begin with? The fact that they try to make the show about racism was just awful. It was never about making money. It was always about destroying the nostalgic memory of Scooby-Doo for fans of the original. They don't even want us to escape into our own memories of the past. That's what this is really about. Number 11 is an old story about a woman that tried to pour a toxic substance on her ex's face to burn him, but the wind blew back and it burned hers. I don't think it was the wind. It was probably God blowing it back in her pretty little face. Even nature was on bro's side. I bet she won't be trying that ever again. At least she now has a cool story as to why she looks like two-faced Harvey Dent. And here I thought that pissing in the wind was a bad idea. Moving on is a woman sharing her unpopular opinion that she's not at all concerned about innocent men losing their jobs over false sexual harassment allegations. Is anyone really surprised that women hate men this much? Here's a popular opinion: this woman is a moron. Also, I wish that her opinion was actually unpopular, but it is a popular opinion because women don't really care about men. I hope this comes back to haunt her. Number 13, this woman spent 3 years gaining her boyfriend's trust after cheating on him. But what she really needed to do was forgive herself. So she's the victim after cheating on him. This is how far women are willing to go to avoid accountability. After she forgave herself, I guarantee that she left him. I guess it never occurred to her to not cheat. Like my dad used to tell me, watch for flying saucers as well as skanks. Up next, someone says that young men need to be socialized in such a way to think that grape is as unthinkable as cannibalism. This is already the case. Maybe the person writing this needs to move out of their diverse neighborhood that's full of grapists. Maybe the people to tell this message to are the hordes of imported doctors, lawyers, and astronauts that are sneaking across the western borders. Number 15 is the difference between rappers in 2004 and rappers today. The feminization of soy society continues unabated. Before the whole Diddy case, most of us probably thought that rappers were masculine men from the streets. And now we realize that many were just smashing other men in the bedsheets. But these two pictures look like a picture of a rapper before going to a Diddy freak-off party and then after the party. Moving on, the War Room Archives mentions that a Mexican man lost his head in office only after 6 days. In response, Taylor Hill says that her backshot videos are available on Lonely Fools. Women's desperation for attention and money continues unabated. We could find ourselves in a nuclear holocaust and the hoes would keep on hoeing. Here, this one is sharing a headshot and a backshot at the same time. Seeing this makes me believe more and more in the dead internet theory. Number 17, here's how gender studies was done back in the 1980s. No clothes on anybody. Sickening. Some people used the JCPenney's catalog, or even seeing random women on television fully covered up was enough to bust nuts. Or late-grade movies on City TV in Toronto. The Baby Blue movies especially. I wasn't lucky enough to get a Playboy magazine, so I used to check out the National Geographic magazines from school, and would try and get my hands on the issues focusing on primitive Amazon tribes. Up next, 25 years ago, LL Cool J became the first black man in horror movie history to survive the whole movie. The ending is a MGTOW classic. Two guys get away from the sharks and the skanks and save the world. It's a damn shame they ate his bird, though. But LL's terrible acting ironically made the movie worth watching, so they had no choice but to keep him in it. But apparently this is a lie because David Keith from The Thing in 1992 would like to have a word. Number 19, is anyone surprised that Al Pacino, aged 84, split from his 30-year-old girlfriend after they had their son last year? I guess she said hello to his little friend and then left him. Imagine being a 30-year-old woman being dumped by an 84-year-old man. He probably thought to himself, I got another kid and now it's time for a newer model. But you just know that the child support checks are incoming. She's got her gold-plated baby. Job well done. Moving on, here's the difference for men and women when a relationship ends. I don't really know what this means. Will someone please fill me in? But I thought that men don't buy tissue paper. That's a woman thing, so this doesn't actually exist. But we all know what really happens at the end of a relationship. A man becomes a better version of himself, and a woman adds to her body count and gains more emotional damage. Maybe this is about crocodile tears versus the real ones. Number 21, a man would rather call 21 miles through the hot desert to see Sydney Sweeney's bazoongas than go a quarter mile to get food, water, and shelter. Her boobies have the power to control straight men. It's useless to resist. But I don't think this is real because most men are smart enough to go for the food, water, and shelter first and then go the 21.25 miles to get Sweeney by walking there on all five legs over broken glass if they have to. Up next, what's stopping men from dressing like this? beyond just self-respect and blood circulation. I also thought that skinny jeans were over, and I couldn't even get into them because I do legs day. Also, I don't dress like this because I couldn't fit my wallet or even my phone in those pockets. Maybe those aren't skinny jeans, and those guys just forgot to read the clothing labels before putting them in the washing machine. Number 23, Hannah once matched with the guy. When she messaged him, he said bye. She rematched him and asked him why, and he said to remind single mothers like you that you should lower your standards. Looks like the red pilling of men continues. If a top-notch man has options, why would he pick a woman with a kid from another man? This is completely called for, and remember, not all heroes wear capes. Women need to face the consequences of their actions. Moving on, instead of the new Velma series, this is the Scooby-Doo we should have gotten. Now you know why Fred would actually split up with Velma and Daphne and tell Scoob and Shaggy to check the basement on their own. And in typical female fashion, they're willing to share the top man all to themselves. But can you really blame Fred, though? Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between conservative and liberal women. They may look different, but both will wreck your life. The way to go is your own way from both of them. Or eventually get yourself a sex bot with a mute function. I bet mute costs extra, though. Perhaps a monthly subscription. Remember, all a woman has to do to ruin a man's life is to make a phone call to the police with a false accusation. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.